himself. Back in the saddle again. Roy Rogers and Buck Rogers. Rutherford B. Hayes and Gary Hayes. Marlon Perkins and Carl Perkins. In the dead of night, we've seen it all. Boy George and drag. Or was Maggie Thatcher Regan and drag? Maggie and Jigs, what a gig they got. That's a big problem. It's Regan, it's like Geritol. It's Jerry Mahoney and off to be the ball. He's terrorized and jeopardized and sabotaged and sent our spies to plant their minds and be promoted lies. All for the bottom line.
We don't need no rerun. We don't need no rerun, you know. We don't need no rerun. We've seen all the reruns before.
But there he is, running again, rerunning, rerunning. It's a rerun, a rerun as predicted before the worldwide threat was inflicted. All those recent damages, all those recent nerve changes, refreezing the Cold War and lighting a fire under the hot one, banging on the war drums. We're listening to the rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. Come for me, it's a rerun. Milton Berle, it's the Duke of Wayne and the Duke of Earl. Orson Welles doing War of the Worlds. It's the Hardy Boys and Georgie Girl. It's a rerun, Corruption Peace with Raymond Donovan and Edwin Meeks. It's a rerun, it's the Latin Plan. Here's our star, Nacho Man.
We don't need no rerun. We don't need no rerun, you know. We don't need no rerun. We've seen all the reruns before.
It's beyond real to real and Shogun to Regan. And no one has been psyched by the cosmetic set changes and the minimal shuffling of the deck of the cast of characters. Attila the Hague transformed into peanuts, called Schultz upon Capitol Hill. A dead ringer for the Cowardly Lion from the Wizard of Oz, and we keep expecting to hear him say,
we're off to see the arrows, off to see the arrows, off to see the arrows.
We're just off and up the yellow brick road. Another war drummer from the Cat White Burger School of Arms pushing overkill. And the Henry Kissinger Peace Academy.
We don't need no rerun. We don't need no rerun, you know. We don't need no rerun. We've seen all the rerun before.
Closed our eyes, didn't we, at 33 and a third, going down for the third time under the third degree, watching a third of all our fellow Americans breaking their back for third-class citizenship, taking a third less home on payday because of dollars inflation, while 30 years after segregation was tried and banished from the nation, here it comes again, discrimination, and the world watching our reaction to the third world because of the stakes of the third world war. It's the neutron bomb for Lebanon. It's the gladiator invader of Grenada. It's millions more for El Salvador. He's up to his keisters with the Sandinista. When we take Fritz without grits, we take Fritz the Cat. When we take Jesse Jackson, hell, we take Michael Jackson.
We don't need no rerun. We don't need no rerun, you know. We don't need no rerun. We've seen all the reruns before.
Rerun, the Late Late Show. A black and white flick from ages ago. A rerun, the Late Late Show. Ain't we seen this film somewhere before? It's a rerun, the Late Late Show. A black and white flick from ages ago. A rerun, the Late Late Show. Ain't we seen this film somewhere before?
Doesn't he look like himself?
A rerun. Doesn't he look like himself?
face never changes, no political stance. These cops only smile, a weak comedy mask. So cool on the camera, the hair's in place. The same old tales with the same cliches. So rerun, a time machine. Step in reverse and film new scenes. 20 years gone with the point of a gun. The hell with reality faces everyone. So rerun, the late, late show starring Curly the Raven, Larry and Moe. A rerun, nostalgia gets stoned. Mom and apple pie, no face like home. We need to be running in Twilight Zone. Can't you face it, goddammit, yesterday's gone.
We don't need no rerun. We don't need no rerun, yo. We don't need no rerun. We've seen all the rerun before.
What's a rerun? Deja vu with war games like Captain Kangaroo. No matter the scenery, no matter the score. Dropping out or stopping out, we heard it before. So we know the late, late show. Black and white flick from ages ago. A migraine headache that you had before, like a Saturday morning cartoon show. So rerun, the late, late show. A black and white flick from ages ago. A rerun, the late, late show. Cinematic garbaggio. A rerun, the late, late show. A black and white flick from ages ago. A rerun, the late, late show. Hey, baby, hey, listen, where before. A rerun, the late, late show. I swear I seen this somewhere before. So rerun, a rerun, a rerun. No rerun, no rerun, no rerun.
Twist myself a taste of something nice and smooth and mellow to while away the day. When my friend yells through the trance and find your coat and grab your hat, son, there's some fool down here on Main Street giving dollar bills away. But I laid around, I stayed around, I waited around and played around, and then I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned. Missed it, I got stoned, oh me, oh my.
1, 2, 3, 4! This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and the beautiful live guest, Tammy Jean. And there's just love in the air. And now we're going to play a song from the brand new track, brand new CD by Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine, entitled Enhanced Method of Questioning. This track is entitled Miracle Penis Highway. This is Halliburton Ernie saying, have a beautiful Beauty and the Beat Off evening.
You heard Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine doing Miracle Penis Highway. Before that, the Ramones did Baby, I Love You. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Human Sexual Response did What Does Sex Mean to Me? Freedom of Expression did I Got Stoned and I Missed It, and started off with a track by the late Gil Scott Heron, Re-Ron. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Beauty and the Beat Off, Part 1. The next show is in 2 weeks on June 19th, Beauty and the Beat Off, Part 2, with the return of Lolo. Tonight, we're just going to get right into it. There are birthdays, but they're both dead people.
We celebrate anyway.
Yes. All right, birthdays, and then we'll get right into it. It is the birthday of the late Marilyn Monroe, actually a couple of days ago. And also, since the last show, the birthday of Allen Ginsberg. And both of them would have been 85. Incredible as that is. And we have to acknowledge four passings. As we said at the beginning, the late Gil Scott Heron, musician who died at 62 and was called the father of rap and hip hop. I think he should demand a DNA test. But he did that kind of music, well, with more musical innovation since the early 70s. Also, the late Dr. Jack Kevorkian passed away. And as you know, we've always supported him on the show and believe that those who advocate mandatory suffering and no options suck, to put it bluntly. And we say goodbye in honor and respect to the late Dr. Jack Kevorkian, who only assisted people who requested it. You know, in case you read a lot of comments from assholes, you know, saying things like, you know, that made him look like he walked around saying, who can I kill? You know, or some idiot's projection of what they thought he was. Goodbye to erotic entertainer Echo Valley. She passed away about a week ago from a car accident. And Philadelphia punk, long-term stay in the music scene. I believe he had cancer, but I don't want to say that and be wrong. But he was ill and in hospice care for a while towards the end, and then passed away sometime after the last show 2 weeks ago. Farewell and honors to Mikey Wilde. All right, we acknowledge the dead and the births of the dead. And tonight it is an honor and a joy to have our live guest. Is the whole name Tammy Jean the Beauty Queen?
Tammy Jean the Beauty Queen is a rhyme that my dad came up with when I was a child. My sister has one too. Hers is Tiffany Rose, the sweetest flower that grows. So when I started modeling, I just kind of went with that. But now people are always asking where it comes from. I didn't make it up myself.
You had help.
It was my dad thinking that he's being very clever.
And it's the name of your YouTube channel.
It is the name of my YouTube, Tammy Jean Beauty Queen, www.youtube.com/Tammy Jean Beauty Queen. It's also included in my Model Mayhem website, modelmayhem.com. That one says The Beauty Queen in between. It's also my email. I use it for pretty much anything model related, generally, just because it kind of fits.
Cool. Actually, you know, I've seen pictures and, you know, and read a little background at first, and then the YouTube videos just honestly just fucking killed me. Yeah, it was just like, you know, like,
thank you.
Like, normally I'm this calm, rational, mild-mannered social worker, you know, sitting at the computer like, dum-de-dum, look at this, look at that, you know. And then
did you watch them at work?
I fortunately no, considering the reaction. But yeah, but I think I wrote the same day and said, "Hey, Reverend Bookford here."
Yeah, the YouTube channel is pretty new. I just started YouTube. I actually just posted a video. Short video is only 40 seconds long from a photo shoot I did on Friday. And I intend to keep doing some video from each of my events. So even today, I'll probably take some video while we're here and update them on my YouTube so people can see the behind the scenes of what I'm doing, from shoots to sets to dance performances. I just want everyone to be able to see that part, because right before, previously, I was only showing the finalized product, and it's kind of fun to see the behind the scenes. I've had a lot of requests for it, so I just started to do that, and I just uploaded one today.
They are fantastic.
Thank you.
Especially the long one. And even a kind of mentally depraved, internally conflicted evangelist like Reverend Robertson, like, it would get a rise out of him and his wife. You know?
Well, that's all right. The more the merrier.
And then, of course, they would start jumping up and down and saying, censor it. But at first they would, you know.
Yeah, I do have a history of being trying to be censored, I guess. I was kicked off Facebook for an entire day.
They are getting so Nazi-ish.
That's why I started to do. I mean, I still love Facebook. It's a great networking tool. But I did join Twitter for the freedom of expression that the picture websites hold on there. So hi to all my Twitter followers. I know that some of you guys are listening, and I'm very, very, very excited. So on Twitter, my name is Tammy Jean BQ, standing for Beauty Queen. And but yes, on Facebook, I've had probably over 30 pictures reported. And the craziest thing is that none of them have showed an ounce of nudity. And I could show nudity. I have tons of nude photos that I've done professionally.
These weren't even that.
Right. These were all totally covered. No nipple, no, you know, lower region. nothing like that. And they all got reported. I try to ask why, but they don't tell you why on there. So they just tell you that it was sexually offensive. So, you know, yep. I guess my version of what's sexually offensive, which there probably isn't anything that's sexually offensive to me, but my version of sexually offensive, and I don't know, whoever is taking the time out to report my photos is a little different. I don't know who has that much time on their hands. I am so busy. I can't even keep up with what's going on in the world all the time, let alone be looking at someone else's pictures that I don't like. So
I have a theory that some shithead is sitting in a basement in his Trekkie shirt next to his inflatable Sarah Palin doll. Oh. And I won't tell you what he did with his holy beads, but he's sitting around and he's reporting all these pictures of beautiful women, because on the one hand,
after he saves them to his computer.
yeah, after he saves them. Because on one hand, he's totally aroused and excited by it. And then on the other hand, he's in denial and internally conflicted because he did have sexual feelings and a reaction. So he decides he must share his madness with the world and go after people's rights. He's probably a violent asshole, you know, and an animal abuser. And
did you watch Boardwalk Empire?
I did not.
Oh, there's a scene in Boardwalk Empire. There's a very religious man on there who ends up sleeping with a prostitute, and he ends up beating himself with a belt afterwards.
like Reverend Swagger.
So, yeah, I'm sure that
based on a true story.
What you're saying could totally be true. Someone might be actually doing that in their basement. But, yeah, so I'm used to being censored a little bit. I've even had friends actually, well, so-called friends, tell me what the things that I've done professionally were too risque for them, which is so surprising. I'm not a porn star, you know. I mean, I could be if I wanted to be, and you know, I was going to do
that,
nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, everyone has their own thing. I just don't want to make sex my job because I like it too much. But but yeah, so it's kind of funny how I was talking to you about this earlier, that I think that as open as America can be towards freedom of speech and you know, how open we are sexually and how people think we're this forward country, sometimes I think we're going in the opposite direction. Sometimes, you know, if we were in Europe, you know, sexuality is looked at there as so much differently and so much more openly, and the human body is something to be revered as opposed to ashamed of. And
that is truly an understatement. Europe and Scandinavia are developing and even, I'll say, evolving forward consistently, whereas we're dominated by the Christian version of the Taliban that wants to go back to the fucking cave, you know, and say, bake bread, be June Cleaver, you know, or go from family knows best, and this whole, like, fake image.
And I think if we lightened up on that a bit, there would be a whole lot less insecurity in people as a whole. You know, there's so many people that are insecure about their bodies, and so many children who are taught to be ashamed of their bodies or that they should look a certain way and feel a certain way about things. And I think that if we lined up on that and taught children and even adults nowadays the right way to look at the human form, that we would develop health relationships with ourselves internally, you know, with our own bodies and with our own sexuality.
Yes. And people would be so much more mentally stable.
Very much so.
Less abusive, less screwed up in any number of ways.
Very much so.
Anyway, back to you. Fuck the Christian Taliban. Yeah.
So, yes, I'm on Facebook. I have a fan page on Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/TammyJean fan page. And my name is TammyJean fan page. I have only about 300 and some followers on that. And then I am on Twitter, TammyJeanBQ, and I have over 600 followers, and that's only been a couple of months. So that's very, very exciting. And I do want to thank everyone that follows me on either one, as well as the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/TammyJeanBeautyQueen. And for anyone that's in the industry, Model Mayhem, I am a Model Mayhem as well, as I said before. I really utilize all social networks that I possibly can. I have a website in the works, and I don't think I missed any of those websites. There's a couple other websites that I am affiliated with. I don't know if you want me to talk about them now or if you want to talk about them later. I just recently filmed a TV pilot. It was called Game Over Series, and they have a website called, I have it with me, GameOverSeries.com. They're also on YouTube under the Game Over Series. The series isn't on there yet. They are actually presenting it to different networks. So there is a launch trailer on there, though. I played a DJ in that series.
Yo!
It's about a video game store and the employees that work there. The script was hysterical. I read it and heard it so many times, but every time I laughed at the same parts. There's a giant gerbil in it. There is
That's a pastor. what's his name? Baker.
There's a man that lives. The man that runs the store lives at home with his mother, and he's, you know, middle age. And there's video game addicts on there, and then I'm kind of the pretty girl on the show, and so that was really, really, really fun for me. It was filmed at Sun Center Studios, which is right in Aston, PA, which is still under construction, but we were the first series to film there. So it was very, very exciting. They did an amazing job with the set, and I had a really, really good time on it. And I hope it gets picked up so I can continue to act on that show.
I want to see this.
And then the other website I'm affiliated with is Veritas Cigars, and that's Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, cigars.com. I was just hired as the spokesmodel for the company. The cigars have not come out yet. The launch party is at the end of the month on the 25th. of June. It's at Harrah's Casino in Chester. It should be really, really, really good time. If you go to the Veritas website, you can buy tickets for the event. And I know it comes with a giant box of cigars. And
are you going to pose with cigars?
I am. We're going to do a photo shoot soon. Which, by the way, I did want to mention earlier, you talked about the size of this microphone. I am totally not intimidated by the size of this microphone.
Good. Good. It just looks beastly.
I can handle it. So,
do you like these ends?
I do. I do. I mean, a little girthy, but I think I, you know, can handle it.
I have supreme confidence.
I'm a tiny girl, but, we're going to do definitely photo shoots with the cigars, and I will be posing for pictures at the event, be signing posters. It will be a really great time. I'm really looking forward to it. I already did, a small event with them a couple of weeks ago, and I had a blast. I love everyone involved. And I'm looking forward. I don't really know that much about cigars yet, but I'm looking forward to learning. It's actually, you know, it's kind of like anything that anyone is into. It's just a whole other culture that, you know, people that are into know everything about. And, you know, I'm looking forward to learning more about them. So that's the other website that I would be affiliated with.
Cool. And at reverendbookburn.com, which now automatically redirects to revbookburn@blogspot. All of the links that you sent, and I believe that's all of the ones.
I have a lot. Oh, I think I had one more. It was the one for my mom, but we can talk about that later for the stuff.
Yeah. Well, they're all there.
I know. I have a lot. Like I said, I have I'm kind of addicted to the internet. My friends laugh at me if I'm curious about anything. I Google it, but it comes in handy. The other day, I dropped something down my lint trap. And I was in the house alone, and I didn't know what to do, and I knew I couldn't use the dryer without blowing it up with that in there. So I opened up the back of the dryer myself and got it out and pulled out the item that I dropped and then put it back together, and that was all because of Google. So
all right, so the internet saved the day.
The internet saves my life pretty much on a consistent basis. My iPhone's pretty much attached to my hand. It's like a extra appendage.
It is. Everybody I know who has that thing, you know, just like holds it.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's like a child. It needs to be with you all the time and checked on a lot. But
people hold these iPhones.
And then I heard the other day that, you know, phones cause cancer. Did you see that on CNN?
No.
They recommend that you should not hold it near your head. You should have the headphones or the Bluetooth because they think that it creates radio waves into your brain. Luckily I use it for more texting and, you know, the internet stuff than I do to actually talk on it, but that was on CNN the other day.
The people at work hold those things.
Right.
More than these two guys, Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptus, who are going out of their minds here tonight.
They probably watch. You can actually look up porn on it, so maybe they're, you know.
They'll buy it, now that you said that.
Yeah, you can definitely, there's definitely mobile porn on the iPhone.
Okay, so the other site is about the charities you work for regarding cancer.
My mom has a very, very rare form of cancer called leiomyosarcoma, or LMS for short.
Oh.
I started a Facebook page for her, and that's facebook.com/Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Teresa's Fight Against LMS. And
we link that also.
Yes. It's very exciting because it has over 200 people that are fans on there. And it's all about my mom's progress. Before my mom was diagnosed with cancer, I really didn't know anyone that had cancer, which is kind of crazy because now that she has it, I realize how many people have it. So I never had anyone close to me. We don't really have a history of it in my family. So when she was diagnosed, the cancer that she has, only 4 in a million people get. And it can start anywhere in your body, and men or women can get it. But it normally, 80% of the time, I would say, starts in a fibroid in the uterus. And this has kind of been my mission with regard to the disease, other than tracking her progress, is to make people aware. She had a fibroid for a long time, and the doctor kept telling her it wasn't cancerous. And even if you look up online, if you use that Google that I'm a big fan of, mm-hmm. a lot of the websites will say that fibroids in the uterus are not cancerous. When, you know, 1% of the time or 4% of the time or whatever it is they are. And I think if the thing, message I want to get out is that, you know, never just take a doctor's word for granted. If you feel like something is wrong with you, go get it checked out. Don't let someone just brush it off that it might not be, that it's not cancer, just because most of the time it isn't. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to spread that, one, and for women to take control of their health and people in general. I think that with regard to her, she goes to Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City. And what I've learned through the process is that you can't just rely on local doctors to take care of you. If you have something wrong with you, you need to see a specialist.
Yes, definitely.
And it's very, very, very important, no matter what's wrong with you, that you see a specialist if you have a serious illness. So what I do on her website is I update that. And we just recently had a fundraiser for her in March that my cousin pretty much set up. We had a silent auction and a raffle, and it was a really successful event, very overwhelming. And then I was in 3 Playboy special editions, and the first one I was in especially, I sold a little bit above cover price and donated all of the money to her care. What I was telling you before the show was that the whole process has made me want to help cancer patients out even on a deeper level. When I go to the hospital, I am so overwhelmed by the amount of people that come in and out of there on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, I had no idea how widespread it is. I mean, if you went into the hospital, sometimes I think, oh my God, this is how, you know, we're all going to die. There's so many people here. Mm-hmm. It seems like the plague, you know, when you realize how many people are suffering from a form of cancer or another. And it's just a dreadful disease and makes people feel so helpless. So I have a few ideas in the works. One's a photography experiment. One's a dance experiment that I would like to put into hospitals for cancer patients or anyone that the photography one is definitely for cancer patients. I want to take pictures of them before they lose their hair and help women out with that grieving process, because as much as, you know, it's all what's on the inside, not having hair for a woman is a difficult process. Oh. So before my mom got diagnosed, or before she started chemo, I mean, we did a whole fun photo shoot with her, and that kind of gave me the idea that maybe I want to do that with other cancer patients in the future. And then the other one I've had for a while is I'd like to bring dance into hospitals where I help people experience. I was a dance major, so I would help people experience dance, no matter what their physical limitations are. So hopefully I'll get those two started in the next couple of years. I've been kind of busy concentrating more on career and my mom's care. But
is she okay now?
She has been through 2 different kinds of chemo. The first one didn't last very long because it wasn't working. The second one, she could only have a couple of treatments, or so many treatments before they, it's too detrimental in your heart, the type of chemo. So they had to stop it after 8. So she's been on an 8-week chemo break, and she just had thyroid surgery. And now she goes to see the doctor on Monday. So she still has it, and it's a day-to-day thing. It really has made me learn to appreciate every day to the fullest and to appreciate who you have when they're here. And just realize all you have is today. You know, tomorrow is not promised, and you just got to enjoy the people that you love while you're here, you know?
So true. Yeah. We, I told you we lost our producer.
Right.
And the shock of that, you know, just out of the blue.
Right.
At 31.
So young.
It's ridiculous, but yes, we totally agree.
Yes.
About quality time and loving people while they're alive.
Yes.
All right. Are you ready for a song by the Chubbies?
Sure.
All right. This is entitled, Can I Call You Daddy?
Na 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 na. Can I call you daddy?
Someone sharing a delight, chat, this and that, and cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette, to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette, with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient, with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Hey, this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Boo.
I will punch your mouth.
Well, that's fair. You heard The Jam doing Absolute Beginners, and we didn't do this scientifically, but figured out 1 year when Marlon was still alive that this was more popular than any other song with the Book Burners, or at least at the time. The Jam doing Absolute Beginners. It is a fantastic song. Before that, Devo did Gates of Steel. Deborah and Keith from the band Davey did the Volta radio station ID and the Reverend is In promo. Spike Jones did Cocktails for Two. Beastie Boys did Fight for Your Right to Party. And started off with the Chubbies doing Can I Call You Daddy? This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme is Beauty and the Beat Off, Part 1. And we are with Tammy Jean. And thank you for coming.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yes. I'm trying to read this undecipherable number.
You just told me you could understand all of that.
I can, but when I get light. So let's see. What didn't we talk about?
We didn't really talk about the Playboy stuff yet.
Okay.
I was.
You're in special editions?
Yes. I auditioned last July. I went to an open call in Philadelphia for Playboy. I found the information online, and I just happened to. I was one of the first people of the day, and I could tell right away that they were pleased with the pictures that they took of me. They had asked me to stay until after lunch to give a news interview with NBC. And then I was on the 5 o'clock news that evening. There was a picture, and they had originally asked me why I wanted to be in Playboy. And a lot of girls said that they dreamed of it their whole lives or have always wanted to be in it. I was never like that. When I was a little girl, I was very naive, and I don't think I even knew what Playboy was. So I wanted to do it because it's a very well-respected magazine, and it showcases beautiful women. And the actual magazine obviously has very interesting articles, and it's a legacy in America, and I wanted to be a part of that. And I'm glad I was, because the Playboy family has done nothing but treat me very well. I mean, I haven't been a playmate yet or haven't been out to the mansion or anything like that, but they treat their girls with a lot of respect, and I was very, very happy with my whole entire shoot there. So I was picked originally as one of 10 girls in Philadelphia to be featured on their Cyber Club website, and that went up, I believe, in August, and there people got to vote on my pictures and look at a video of my test shoot. And then from those 10 girls, I was picked as one of, they told me, 3 or 4 that were picked to go on to special editions, print, and online. I was featured online 2 times and in 3 special edition magazines. I was in the lingerie edition, which came out in January, and the Girls Next Door, which came out in February, and the Housewives that came out in April. So that was really, really, really great experience for me. And it got me my face out there. You can actually Google me as well. If you type in Tammy Jean Playboy, some of my own websites will come up, but then the Playboy stuff will come up as well. And it was a really, really great experience. If they asked me to come back for anything, I would. And I really hope that to go out to the mansion sometime this year.
Okay. Well, if you want help, we'll tell them, put her in.
Thank you.
We have a lot of clout with Playboy.
It has helped. I mean, it's helped in my other modeling. I would say that the majority of modeling I do is either glamour or nude, but I really enjoy doing any type of modeling pretty much, other than anything that's too pornographic I don't really do. But I do a lot of artistic nudes. I would say majority of the jobs I get are artistic nudes. I think that's just because I look better naked. and yeah, so it helps with that. Like, a lot of people see that on my resume, and then they they'll look at my pictures and then they decide that they want to shoot. So it definitely helped in the beginning of my modeling career. I've only been modeling really a year, pretty much. It's been a really, really amazing year. I had the opportunity to do Playboy, and I've had an opportunity to work with a lot of other really amazing artists who are super talented, and some I've developed relationships with where, you know, we creatively collaborate and we've come out with some really interesting stuff, but I'm nowhere near done. I still have so many ideas I want to shoot. I come up with different ideas for photo shoots all the time. I really like the creative process of it and the creative control of it and collaborating with the other photographers. Most of the time I end up doing my own hair and makeup and wardrobe and set design. I did a Mad Hatter shoot not too long ago that I bought a lot of props for and then ended up returning them the next day just to get the right photo. And I've just started to do that for other girls as well. I'm on Preston and Steve girls fan page, and I did it for one of the girls on their website, and I'm going to do it for a few more. And I've even had requests to do people's hair and makeup for a wedding recently. And I really, really am enjoying that aspect of it too. So, and it's actually really fun too. If I help a girl out with a photo shoot, I like being able to pose her. I recently just shot a pinup calendar that's coming out in 2012, and it's called Whirlboard Pinups. And you can find the purchasing information on warbirdpinups.com for that. And that I missed December, so I'm wearing a little Santa hat and I have mistletoe. And it was a really great experience. We shot that in Virginia Beach with old-fashioned warplanes. The entire calendar is full of girls posing as pinups with old-fashioned warplanes. And it was just an amazing, amazing experience to be on top of one of these planes. That's on a dirty. or maybe just to me, I have a dirty mind. So my plane was called Wild Cargo, and I thought that was really fitting because I probably, out of the three girls that shot that day, I didn't know them that well, but I had a feeling I was the craziest of all three of them. And my plane was called Wild Cargo because when it was found, when it went down, I think it went down in the early 60s, it was found with a bunch of alligators and live snakes inside. So that was really, really cool to learn the backstory behind the airplane and be in this museum with all these gorgeous, amazing warfighter planes. And I just can't wait for the calendar to come out. But I think it's already it's almost for sale, I think, on warbirdpinups.com. And I really, really enjoy shooting pinup as much as I do a lot of nudes and glamour. Pinup is a whole nother revered category that... It's just creating these classic images, an homage to the women that did it back then, the women that, you know, pioneered posing risquely or nude and showed that it could be done in a very beautiful and tasteful way. And they were, I mean, considering when those came out, classic pinups, they're, you know, I'm sure it was very shocking. Yeah, very shocking. And I think good for those women. I actually saw... not too long ago, I just saw a link that Betty White was a pinup. you can Google it. I Google everything. You can Google her, and she posed nude, and you know, good for her. That's awesome, and you know, look where she is now.
Yes, the secret history of the Golden Girls.
Yeah, she's like the. So she's they were really, really cool pictures. And I think I was telling you, I was just telling Rev in the break that I would love to recreate some of the classic images that a lot of these old fashioned, you know, the pinups back in the day did, the ones that Marilyn Monroe did.
You are perfect for that.
Thank you.
Please do that.
I would love to do that. Speaking of Marilyn and her birthday the other day, we were just talking about, she had so many great quotes, and I just wish she was alive today to pick her brain about censorship and everything else and what, you know, society is today. And I would love to see how she would mentor girls today. But I actually played her in a burlesque show not too long ago. I think it was about a year ago. I got to do a solo number as Marilyn Monroe in the white dress. And it was the Viva Burlesque show. It was about Lily St. Cyr, who was another burlesque and stripper in the 1950s, and there was rumors that she was in a lesbian affair with Marilyn Monroe. They've been denied a lot of times, but, you know, who knows what happened back then? I think a lot of stories about people that were alive back in the time, you know, might have some truth to them. I'm not sure. I can't say whether or not for certain, but you never know. So
it's
that was
possible,
part. Yeah.
But it also, this notorious queen called J. Edgar Hoover, who was the head of the FBI at the time, used to invent a lot of shit like that, partially because of his own closeted guilt. But but he started a lot of smear campaigns that way that weren't true. Not that it's a smear, but at the time.
What do they say? Even bad publicity is good publicity.
Well, yeah, that's true. Could have helped Marilyn.
So
I just did a girl scene with really.
Yeah, so they... yeah, I was in that show, and I played Marilyn, and we actually shared a kiss on stage, me and the girl that played Lily St. Cyr. And I don't think anyone expected it that was watching the show, but I think that, you know, it was a little shocking for them to do, to see, but...
get over it.
Yeah. I think everyone there that was there was a little open-minded, but I don't think they expected a girl-on-girl kiss.
Well... let's break down the barriers so that people who are uptight and otherwise screwed up can say, hey, why am I wasting so much energy and my own heart system, the damage to my heart system, by worrying about...
what other people are doing.
Yes, irrelevant stuff.
It's so crazy. I think if people use that energy to do towards other things, we would... probably have a cure for cancer by now. I don't know. You know, people spend so much energy and time judging and looking down on other people. And if they just took that time and energy and put it into something that would make the world a better place, the world would be a better place, you know?
Yeah. And we'd probably lose some of the more stupid stuff, like war, greed.
Right, exactly, because people would be happier.
Stuff that screws up the world. Violence.
All of that. It's so funny, though, too, because kids are growing up in such a different time. My nephew's 4, and the other day he asked my brother if one of his friends had a girlfriend, and my brother said, no, I don't think so. And he said, boyfriend. And my brother said, maybe. And he goes, I thought so. And he's 4, and, you know, he sees it, and he was okay with it. And, you know, that's just the way the world, you know, kids are coming up at a different time. So hopefully, you know, that generation will grow up to be more open-minded than the people that, you know, that we have today.
Less hateful.
Yes, very much more less hateful.
But they say, with a grain of... and there's such a grain of truth with this, that you are what you hate.
Yeah. Right, I know, yeah.
So when the evangelist goes on about filthy perverts and then takes off his collar around 7:30, you know, has the car ready. You know, exactly.
I guess I shouldn't tell them that I'm not wearing underwear right now.
No, don't tell them that, because they'll go crazy.
Are you allowed to not wear underwear on the radio?
Well, the beauty to the answer of that question is twofold. One is that it's radio, so, you know, you could have curling irons on or something, rollers, you know, and nobody would
know. I did look nice, though, and I did post a picture before I came on my Twitter so that the fans could see that I did look nice, even though no one could see me.
And second, it's not a crime. And even if it wasn't, it would be worth doing the civil disobedience.
Right.
You know, in protest to such a ludicrous crime.
No panties.
Yeah. Yes. And don't wear underwear or panties on radio, humans out there. Because it's just better. And it's a statement.
Make a statement. Don't wear underwear.
Besides being self-liberating. Deprogramming and all that.
And you know, they say, I think it's healthy for you to go pantyless sometimes.
Sure. And you can be eaten on the spot. Like, yeah, it would just be like, you'd be like, you wouldn't have to...
bonus, you know, benefit.
Figure out, you know, and kind of like struggle with it, you know. So, These are just useful tips you get on The Reverend Is In.
I know. Sexual tips, lifestyle tips, health tips. All with the simple lack of panties.
That's right. And I'll bet it's more comfortable.
It is. I would say it is.
And it's choking the vagina area. This tight or stringy.
Well, either that or, you have to wear, a G-string and that kind of is, It can be comfortable, but, it's more comfortable not to wear any.
Yeah. I would think a string in the butt.
I don't think men have any idea what women have to go through.
Yeah. I mean, if the world was reversed tomorrow, and they said, Reverend, wear this, I was about 2 minutes later, I'd say, my butt is not, wearing this G-string thing. I don't care how cool Borat is. any other character. All right. Should we play some Cramps?
If that's what we're doing, let's do it. Hmm? I said, sure, let's do it.
Okay. Let's see. In the background, The Jam. Supposedly, through an unscientific poll, the best band, according to the Book Burners, but I don't know how that can even be said because it's so diverse.
Where was this poll taken?
This was done by Marlon, who was calculating feedback and stuff that people were writing. And then I asked for requests.
And a lot of people requested
a masturbation month show.
All your Book Burners participated.
Yes, and if you disagree, tell me. Still the same email, revbookburn@sjcdc.org. But we have been led to believe that with all the music freaks, potheads, perverts, activists.
They sound like all my friends.
Whoever else. Yes.
Whoever you are, I want to be friends with you.
Yes, and Tammy Jean is a natural. I mean, we just met.
Yes, we met an hour before the show.
Exactly. And we are totally of the same planet. We're not sure which one that is, but
we'll let you know when we find out.
But yes, if you disagree, tell me who you like better than The Jam. And let's play from the Stay Sick CD by The Cramps. I thought this was in keeping with tonight's show. This is entitled Bikini Girls with Machine Guns.
I even had a go-reel up on the slopes of Kismet. And man, that was What do you say we lighten things up and talk about abortion? You know, I feel like I'm losing some of you here, and I want to win all of you back with this one. Let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about child killing and see if we can't get some chuckles rippling through the room here. Let's talk about mass murder of young, unborn children and see if we can't coalesce into one big, healthy gut laugh. Boy, I've never seen an issue so divisive. You ever seen? It's like a civil war, isn't it? Even amongst my friends, who are all very intelligent, they are totally divided on abortion. It's unbelievable. Some of my friends, for instance, think these pro-life people are annoying idiots. Other of my friends think these pro-life people are evil fucks. How are we going to come to a consensus? You ought to hear the arguments around my house. They're annoying. They're idiots. They're evil. They're fucks. Brothers, sisters, come together. Can't we once just join hands and think of them as evil, annoying, idiot fucks? I beseech you. But that's me, Libra rising. The scales. And strangely enough, Shiva, the destroyer. Who would have thunk it? We're pro-life. Ooh, you look it. Look like you're filled with life. Oh, little kids, please don't adopt me. Please don't adopt me. We're your new Christian pro-life parents. Oh, where's the tower? Where's the gun? Where's the tower? Where's the gun? I was adopted by pro-life Christians when I was a kid. Does my penis make me a bad boy? That's what they told me. Please, give me the Satan-worshipping family down the block. The ones that have the good albums. Suddenly I'm adopted by the Flanders, you know. Hi, Bill. Isn't it another beautiful God-created morning? We're pro-life. It's like, what does that make me? You know what I mean? You're so pro-life. You're so pro-life. Do me a fucking favor. Don't block med clinics. Okay? Lock arms and block cemeteries. Let's see how fucking committed you are to this premise. She can't come in. She was 96. She was hit by a bus. There's options. What, do we got to have her stuffed? What are you talking about? She's dead. We're pro-life. Get her out of that casket. Get her out. She's not going. We're pro-life people. There'll be no death on this planet. Pro-life. And I always say, see, my theory, here's my actual theory, beyond the huge, hilarious jokes I have. Here's my real theory, though. If you're so pro-life and you're so pro-child, then adopt one that's already here that's very unwanted and very alone and needs someone to take care of it to get it out of a horrible situation. Okay? And people say, well, why don't you do that? And I say, because I hate fucking kids and couldn't care less. Couldn't give a fuck. Don't care about it all about abortion. It's your choice. Case closed, the end, bottom line. And by the way, a three-month-old kid in your belly is not a fucking human being. Okay? It's a bunch of little congregate of cells. You're not a human till you're in my phone book. There. My hat is now in the political ring.
There. Your story is sad to tell. A teenage ne'er-do-well. Most mixed up, non-delinquent on the block. Your future's so unclear now. What's left of your career now? Can't even get a trade-in on your smile.
Yeah. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I think my supporters did a great job of trying to bring our nation back to morals, Christian supremacy, and holy Taliban-like laws that put women back in their place, desexualized our nation, except for the very rich, and bringing back bigotry, homophobia, sex negativism, and my favorite, censorship. And now, thanks to the teabag psychos and new wave of anti-choice people and other Christian supremacists, the fight is renewed, the torch is being carried on, and we will stop the shenanigans and hijinks that you're hearing on this show tonight and pretty much every other night. We will bring back a Christian supremacist, moral, family values America if it kills us. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
I was deprived of a young girl's dream by the cruel force of nature from the blue. Instead
I can't go from again. I don't need to do too far away. is Dr. Laura Hoa, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own tea bagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail tea bagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And tea bag a liberal Dem before they tea bag you. Bye-bye.
Shaggy, are you in there?
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. And would you like to join me? Okay, do you want to come over or stay there?
I'll stay here. That's fine.
Okay. Okay. Can you make fart sounds?
Can I?
It's okay. only consensual friends on this show. Well,
that's not bad.
That's good.
That was wimpy.
That's good. it's good to be the DJ. Okay. Sunday, June 5th, 2011, at VoltaRadio.com. ReverendBookburn.com and Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, where you can access the show forever and ever for free, starting in about a week. Tonight, our runner up to Asshole of the Week is the Park Police and Judge John Betts. For the case of the arrest and brutality of Adam Kokich, and other people who were the perpetrators of the crimes they were committing at the Jefferson Memorial. In other words...
I'm sorry, I'm really distracted by the fart noises right now.
You were doing good. The crime of dancing and hugging. Yes, they said we need to...
I feel like that's Footloose. You know the movie Footloose? They're like, there's no dancing in this town.
Oh, yes. These guys believe that fully and believe that you should be beat up and busted if you do that. And it's on YouTube. We link it, the video. And
oh, they have it on video.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I put that on the page today. So under all of Tammy Jean's links.
Sorry, I have a lot. But you know what? That'll just keep you guys busy for hours.
It'll keep you... Yes. when you're exhausted.
At least I know all your listeners are, well, except for the ones that are out to get you, are open-minded and won't be reporting my photo.
Yeah, don't fuck around like that. You know, and if you're a Christian Taliban asshole, just go back to wanking. Oops. Next to your Sarah Palin love doll. We need fart sounds, guys, for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
So they were dancing around the Jefferson Memorial.
Yes, they were.
And they got arrested.
They were dancing, and they were roughly handled and then arrested. And two of them were just hugging. You can't hug and, like, be turning around, I guess, like a slow dance, you know, kind of a hug.
Obviously, the officers had a lot of pent-up anger that they took out.
I know. They need to go back to their Sarah Palin inflatable dolls, like the picture reporters, you know, and kind of stabilize and get a load off, so to speak, you know, and then become a more sane human, a more balanced human.
Okay. So that's the runner-up. So
that's the runner-up. That means we need a very special recipient who can even outshine the runner-up. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is the California prison lobby at the front of the pack, the Wacken Hut Security Company, who are trying to reverse the decision the California Supreme Court made where they have to release a large number of prisoners, which is, of course, fantastic news because it gets the pot prisoners out. Hopefully they are top of the list and overruling those idiotic mandatory minimum laws and other crimes of vice, sex workers, and actually any drug crime, and save the space for, I don't know, real criminals, killers, rapists, pedophile priests, you know, people who really are fucked up and, you know, if you're going to remove anybody, you know, should be those people. But anyway, the California prison lobby does not want the release of a large number of nonviolent prisoners.
Where do they want to put the new prisoners?
Well, that's just that there's no space. It's unsanitary. Right. People are literally dying. It's an absolute catastrophe. And the decision is long overdue. And the first glimpse of sanity, you know, in decades. So, can you make a few more sounds?
A few more fart sounds?
Yes.
All right. I'll try not to make them wimpy.
Okay. Good one.
That was... I can't do it.
Do the tongue one.
That one's better.
That's better.
That was like a wet one.
That was a wet fart from our live guest, Tammy Jean, the beauty queen. California prison lobby, you are assholes of the week. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore, the 2009 version. DOA did a Dylan cover, The Times They Are a Changin'. The Letterbombs did It's Raining on Prom Night. Mixall Pricks did Beauty School Dropout. From his spectacular comedy CD, Rant in E Minor, you heard Bill Hicks doing Pro-Life, and started off with The Cramps doing Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Beauty and the Beat-Off Part 1 with very special live guest Tammy Jean. And God, this was fun.
Thank you. I had a really great time, too.
Let's see. What didn't we cover?
I don't know. We covered...
Your acting.
My acting.
Like we talked mostly about your magazines.
Yes, we did talk about the Playboy magazines. Acting. I was in the Game Over pilot. I was in a couple of other locally shot features. One was... is a web series called Finders Keepers. I play an exotic dancer in that. And actually you can see footage from some of that shoot where I played the exotic dancer on my YouTube channel. There's a lot of Tammy Tiny in that video. That was actually one of the things I think some of my friends, so-called friends, got offended by was that video. It's a really good video, obviously. I've done that. I go on auditions a lot, and I'm constantly in New York. And I recently auditioned for a Subway commercial that I didn't hear back from, and then a music video that I actually really did want for a Latin artist, but I didn't hear back from them either. But we were talking earlier about Boardwalk Empire, and the reason I was telling Rev in the break that I'm obsessed with the show and I want to be on it and play either some kind of burlesque dancer or prostitute or something on HBO. And Rev wants to start a campaign to get me on the show.
Oh, yes.
He wants to start a petition. So,
yeah, we have to work out the kinks, but so to speak.
Anybody has any ideas, feel free to send them my way. You have every one of my links. And
yeah, and we'll, tell them. Don't even, what's that word Dickless Cheney always uses? Dithering. Dithering.
I was just telling the Rev that I see the casting calls for it all the time, and they say girls, natural bodies looking to be topless on a comfortable being topless, and I send them topless photos of me all the time, and I'm convinced there's a guy on the other end that's putting out these casting calls just so I'll keep sending him naked photos.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I haven't verified this yet, but I don't know. I've sent a lot of photos in for that show, and haven't heard anything back yet, so I don't know if this is a scam or someone's just collecting my photos.
How could we find out?
I don't know. I guess, I don't think it's a scam. It's on the Grant Whiffley casting company, but okay. some intern at the Grant Whiffley casting company is getting a great show.
And it's for HBO?
Yes, it's the HBO Boardwalk Empire. I want to be a part of that. There's a lot of shows I'd like to be a part of, but that's one. I love the style. We were talking earlier about the classic pinup images. I mean, it's a little bit earlier than the 50s. It's the 1920s look, but still love that classic burlesque, pinup look. The style back then. I think people put a lot more effort into making themselves presentable back then. We were talking about that when I did the calendar shoot, that if you go into a store nowadays or anywhere, even if you go to church, I mean, not that I really go to church that often, but even if you go into there, like, people don't dress the way that, people dressed back then, when they were leaving the house, they made sure that they were done from top to bottom and looked great. And I think if you, look around nowadays, we're a lot more relaxed. In some ways, that's a good way. In some ways, you think, I wish somebody put a little effort into that. I think that is something that's definitely prevalent back in the 1920s through 1950s is the pride that people put in their appearance.
I think with dark hair, you could be Betty Page.
Thank you.
You would do beyond justice.
Thank you so much. Pictures. That's such a compliment.
Oh, it is. And it meant that way. But I'm thinking the black stocking shoots, the leopard outfits.
Love animal prints.
And it's like, I guess that was like the Elvis generation, but that must have driven people out of their minds. And they were like the first ones. Like, right. They pushed the boundaries
push
of the
envelope.
Time.
Thank God they did. I would not be doing what I'm doing today if it wasn't for them. For the pioneers. So thank God for them.
Yes. Well, in full support of you. And
thank you so much.
We will support any and all projects.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you for having me. And I you can find all my links on Rev's website, and I would love to hear from all of you, and what you thought today and, or what you think on what you see on the websites, on the Twitter or the Facebook or anything. On the Twitter, I do post a lot of candids. So, on my day-to-day activities, sometimes I'll post candids. So, and sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're sexy, sometimes they're, just plain silly, but, I would love to hear from everybody. I do have an email address. It's TammyGTheBeautyQueen@live.com. And then I also have a P.O. box that you know, if someone went, I was telling Rev that I have a fan, I don't know if he's listening, but he wanted to send me a particular t-shirt to be photographed in, and I am willing to accept anything you guys want me to do, shoot a project my way. If it's not, if I think it's something you guys want to see, then, you know, I'll go for it. So my PO box is PO box 326, Chester Heights, PA 19017. If you wanted to send something, if you had an idea or a project or song you want me to listen to or anything, you can email it to me or mail it to me, and I'd be happy to work it into something somehow.
My mind is racing. Crazy.
Hey, you know,
well, I already told you, I was thinking about the animation project. If we get that, you know, revived again,
right,
and work on that.
Rev wants to make me a cartoon character, which I am all about.
Yes, we want this. We so want this. All right, so you are willing to be an animated character.
I am willing to be an animated character, and what would be the title of the show?
The Reverend is In.
The Reverend is In.
And I think it would be 1,000 times more interesting than the majority of what's on Adult Swim. So I think we could make a strong case for them to air it. Thank you for coming, unless
that's
presumptuous.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a really great time.
Hope you come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you want to beat off.
Yeah, I know. It couldn't be in a more spectacular manner than tonight's show. This beat all of National Masturbation Month shows.
Oh, no, next year I want to come on National Masturbation Month.
Yeah, and my birthday show, since you
That's
do
right.
Marilyn Monroe.
I'm going to be doing the birthday show for sure.
And you'll sing Happy Birthday, Mr. President.
I will sing Happy Birthday, Mr. President.
Like Marilyn Monroe.
In my Marilyn Monroe outfit, since I have one.
Oh, this is awesome. Please come back. Thank you, our guest, Tammy Jean. Write to me, revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Go to the website, reverendbookburn.com, youtube.com/revbookburn, on MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn, Facebook.
Isn't it confusing? You're like,
which one's Reverend and which one's Rev?
Yeah.
Facebook does not allow Rev or Reverend to be a first name, so I'm the Rev Bookburn. And on the info tab, the Reverend Bookburn fan site, where I post the show archives. And at Radio For All, radio4all.net, thanks to our good friend and co-producer and book burner and engineer from afar, this will be uploaded and available for free always at radio4all.net. And we're expecting that in up to a week, usually a week tops. And thank you again.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And thank you for anyone that tuned in from my Twitter or from my Facebook or just friends in general. It really, really, really means a lot that you guys tuned in to hear me on the, this is only the second radio show I've been on. So, yeah, it really, really means a lot. And I always, always am grateful for the support.
All right. Should we play you a tribute soon?
If you want.
Let's. This is by The Flaming Lips. And this is for our live guest, Tammy Jean. And this is called Do You Realize? Good night.
fast. It's hard to make the good things last. You realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning on. Do